The Carbless Talking Text Line was not mad at us because it seems like with all the answers I'm seeing, they were struggling too with the question on over-under of the 10 contributors of scoring points in the NBA championship, NBA finals, was it?
Yep.
We missed on Bryn Forbes and Jordan Wara. But what I found interesting as I was thinking about it, because I've definitely gone back at times and looked at box scores from those games. Bro, they had no depth. If Giannis getting hurt and coming back, like, think about how, like, we talk about how hard it is to win championships. So many things have to go right.
And that's why, honestly, I mean, we can be real about it now. Brooklyn was the better team. They just got hurt. James Harden got hurt.
And the toe on the line.
And Kyrie Irving got hurt and toe on the line. That was absolutely it.
The Raptors won because the Golden State Warriors got hurt. It's like, it's all part of sports.
No,
so.
It 100% is. But the Bucks didn't have the greatest depth, but they had some guys that can cook and score, and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday really helped.
Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin with you. Kyle, you've prepared something. You know, I don't want to spoil it. Let's give Kyle the floor. It's his time to shine. He's excited about football season around the corner. I'll let you take it away.
So for the football season being around the corner, it made me think about who is in a make it or break it situation for the Green Bay Packers in the 2026 NFL season.
So we're looking at make it or break it
make
players.
If make it or break it. If they don't shine during this season, they are going to be broken. This is a big year for these guys, and this is my list. And at number five, I have Tyron Hopper. The reason why I have Tyron, because here's the thing. I'm glad you said that.
Quick timeout. I would love reactions to Kyle's make
Please
it or break
do.
It list at 800-990-3776. Call in, text in.
This is a Packers segment for all the folks who love the Green Bay Packers. And yes, some people like Tyron Hopper. Absolutely. When you draft a guy that high in the first three rounds of the NFL draft, you're expecting for them to hopefully eventually develop into a starting linebacker. And I think for him, this is him going into year number three with the Packers, and he still has not broken out. It has been so bad that the Packers they let Quay Walker go, and they traded for Zaire Franklin, and they gave Isaiah McDuffie an extension. It should be Tyron Hopper who should be the guy who should be next up. Because, listen, Zaire Franklin's on the back end. The Packers need to find a replacement for him within the next 2 years, and it should be Hopper. So this is why it's a make it or break it year, because Hopper, if he doesn't pop out this year, he's going to be gone. This is a make it or break it list, because Hopper should be your starter. He should be your starter.
Number four
on this list for me is Luke Musgrave. He stayed on his feet, but he hasn't been able to do anything on his feet since that Dallas Cowboy game in the playoffs. This is a make it or break it season for Luke Musgrave, because Luke Musgrave, he may not even make the roster out of camp. That is how far he has fallen. It's incredible of the trajectory that he had, and then all of a sudden now this man has fallen completely to the point where he might be on the bubble of getting cut from the roster. How great it would be to have a Luke Musgrave combination with Tucker Kraft. It'll be amazing, but Luke Musgrave has just not been able to stay consistent. When he had an opportunity last year when Tucker Kraft went out, he did not rise to the occasion. This is a make it or break it year for him, and how great it would have been had he can be a really good running mate for Tucker Kraft, but it just hasn't played out. If he fails this year, this team, he will not be on this team after this. Number three at the cornerback position, Carrington Valentine is number three. It is a make it or break it season for him, because Keyshawn Nixon, Ben, you know who Keyshawn Nixon is, right?
No.
He wants to get paid. And guess what? The Packers ain't finna pay him. He's going to be walking after this season. And when he walks after this season, the Packers are going to be looking. They think Brandon Cisse is going to be one of the guys, but who's going to be another one? Carrington Valentine has showed us a lot of bright spots, but also he's had a lot of downs as well. Struggling with tackling, having some mental errors playing cornerback. If he does not play well in this contract year, he also may find himself just floating around and may forever be a special teams player in the NFL. This is a big season for him where he will have an opportunity to start as the starting corner for the Green Bay Packers from day one. They brought in somebody last offseason to try to start in this place. It did not work out with Nate Hobbs. And now Carrington Valentine has an opportunity to start and shine this year. This will be make it or break it, because if he does not play well this year, the Green Bay Packers are going to be struggling at the cornerback position. But on top of that, he's not going to be around. Number two, Marshawn Lloyd. I know I'm a big Marshawn Lloyd fan. I think Marshawn Lloyd has a lot of potential. But when I think about this being make it or break it, how many years can you be injured? How many seasons can you be injured until all of a sudden it's just not going to happen? And that's why this is a huge season for Marshawn Lloyd. You already see some of the legal troubles that Josh Jacobs is having. We don't know how that's going to impact this season or not. But regardless of that, they allow for Emmanuel Wilson to leave, and we assume that it's going to be Marshawn Lloyd that steps up in that place. If he does not work out this year, then he's going to be gone. And then at number one, you know who my number one is, Ben?
I mean, it should be LVN.
It's not LVN. You know why it's not LVN? I'll tell you why. See, I thought you would say that because you're a simpleton. I'll tell you why. LVN.
No, this list sucks.
No. This list is real. LVN? LVN got the fifth-year option. How is it a make-or-break year for somebody who already got, who's getting paid next year?
Oh, so this is...
This
is all based off the fact that they could not be with the team?
This is based on the fact that it's a make-or-break season for them to not be with the team and also be impact for the team.
Here's why it's a make-or-break for LVN, because if he sucks, he's going to suck again next year.
No, it's not make-or-break for LVN. No, LVN's still going to be on the team next year.
It doesn't matter.
He could come in next year.
He's just a rotting asset.
He could be a rotting asset, but he's still going to have an opportunity to play next year on this team.
You didn't preface it with
it's not always to be on the team or not.
This is also horrible.
Also for your career. It might be horrible to you, but this is an in-depth strategic list. Number one for me is Jordan Morgan. Jordan Morgan is number one for me. I bet you like that one as well, because Jordan Morgan, this is make or break for me, because if Jordan Morgan does not play well this season, then he's going to be a first-round bust.
But he'll be on the team next year.
No, but it's not just make...
But you just said LVN's going to be on the team.
He's going to be on the
team
this year.
But Jordan Morgan's going to be on the team.
There's some stuff in there. Jordan Morgan's my number one. He's my number one because this is make or break for his career. Maybe it's because of the fact that we've already seen LVN, and I already know what LVN is, whereas Jordan Morgan, we don't know what Jordan Morgan is. And this will be year three for Jordan Morgan. If Jordan Morgan doesn't step up and play well this year, then Jordan Morgan will be a bust.
You understand that... Many may be confused when I say LVN and you say, well, he's going to be on the team.
Well, he's going to be on the team.
And then Jordan Morgan, you say, and he's going to be on the team next year.
Because I guess for me, when I think about...
When I think about
LVN, I don't expect anything from LVN. I don't. He's going into year four already. We already know what LVN is. You talk about an asset, he's an injured asset. Jordan Morgan, to me, is the number one player that's a make-or-break season for him, because if Jordan Morgan doesn't play well this year, the Green Bay Packers are going to be thinking about how they need to draft another left tackle to protect Jordan Love. So that's my list. I think it's a good one, because
the rules of your list are made up. Every guy on this list. Whose line is it anyways? There's no points. It's not
Tyron
real.
Tyron Hopper should be the starting inside linebacker of the future for the Green Bay Packers. That's big.
He's going to have plenty of opportunities to make it or break it this year.
Carrington Valentine should be your starting corner outside of Brandon Cisse in the future, but it's a make or break year for him. Luke Musgrave should be trying to get another lower contract with the Green Bay Packers and being impactful, but that ain't going to work out. Marshawn Lloyd. I'm reviewing the list.
Just say the names. I don't need the details again.
Marshawn Lloyd, because Josh Jacobs, this could be his last season with the Packers. It would be nice to have a running back for the future. And Jordan Morgan, which is the most important position on the offensive line, left tackle, needs to have a great year this year, because there's been a lot of talk about whether or not he's a good offensive lineman or not. That's my list, top five. Who would you have in your top five? You probably go...
Again, I don't know. Do I have to play in your rules or my rules? Because I think as people are chiming in, Hunter chimes in because make it or break it doesn't have parameters on it. It's however you want to read into make it or break it. Some people believe that this is a make it or break it year for Jordan Love in terms of elevating his play. It's not a make it or break it year because he's going to be on the team. He's going to be the
He's top 10 quarterback in the NFL. How is this a make it or what are we going to do? Cut Jordan Love? Like, we're not moving on from Jordan Love.
But it's not about cutting. It's about performance.
No, and the whole point for me is that Lucas Van Ness is already showing us what he has been. I'm not worried. It's not make it or break it for him. It's not. But guess what?
Actually, it is. Because if he makes it this year, there's an opportunity that he can.
I'm not worried about him. But Jordan Morgan, this offseason, guess what he's going to be eligible for next offseason? They're going to be talking about what? Giving him the fifth-year option.
I can make a strong argument that number one on this list could be Trey Smack.
Not a make it or break it for Trey Smack.
What do you mean?
I mean, if he's just average, if he's just okay, he'll be fine. If he's just if he's in the middle of a pack kicker, he'll be fine. That's
not making
a
big kick in the playoffs.
I mean, the Packers brought somebody in to compete with Ander second year.
I'm going to have to catch my breath after that one. Make it or break it list from Kyle Wallace.
I thought it was
Tyron Hopper,
list.
Luke Musgrave, Carrington Valentine, Marshawn Lloyd, and Jordan Morgan, with his own made-up rules as to the qualifiers around it.
I'm not going to sweat that, though, because I'm usually wearing iron jock gear, and it's going to keep the sweat out and keep me cool. And if you're worried about the heat this summer, you don't have to. You don't have to sweat it. Iron jock gear is made for real life, real conversations. Their apparel combines moisture wickedness with superior cooling and advanced odor-fighting silver ion technology that eliminates 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria so you are fresh for whatever's next. Their focus is simple, making apparel that performs hard no matter where you are and what you are doing. Built to last, built in Wisconsin, shop now at ironjock.com, ironjoc.com. What'd you think of Kyle's make it or break it list? 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. Next. Kyle and Bruss with you across ESPN Wisconsin. And what you need to know is Elkhart Lakes Road America is an amazing place for affordable family fun, located conveniently for you in Wisconsin to have an unbelievable experience with your family. Kids 16 and under getting free with a paying adult at the gate. IMSA is up next and coming July 30th through August 2nd. Saw the vintage cars last weekend drive around Elkhart Lake. It's just a wonderful time for people to enjoy the summer and the experience. You come for the experience and stay for the race. You get your tickets at roadamerica.com. That's roadamerica.com. So, this is always how it works for me. We talked specifically yesterday when it was an off day for Yelly about him batting leadoff and some ideas around, you know, who needs to make the first move, Murphy or Yelly. I'm going to have you take a listen to what I had said yesterday. Around Christian Yelich is, why is he still batting leadoff? And by the way, last year, they like tried to bat him leadoff and it didn't really work. And now he's kind of been the leadoff guy and they're winning games, but he hasn't been that great. Who needs to do it first? Like, let's just call it what it is. Does Pat Murphy have to say, hey, we're moving you down the lineup? Because there's been times where people have struggled and they move down. But obviously we know he's the veteran leader. He's the longest tenured. He's paid a lot of money. He's well respected. Does Pat Murphy need to say something, or does Christian Yelich himself as the leader need to say, you know what? I probably shouldn't be batting leadoff anymore. Let's put me down in the lineup. So that was me yesterday, and I decided to put that on Instagram, and actually a lot of debate and good debate about this conversation on Instagram and Facebook.
It's good.
It was a great conversation. But it was funny because the most liked comment on my post, I trust Pat Murphy over Ben Brust.
That's true.
And I said, me too. We'll see what he does today. He didn't change it today. What do you think Yelly going to do today?
He played well. Playing well.
Slapped a single opposite field for an RBI. Then he hit a triple later in the game. So, you know, do I take credit or am I just always wrong?
I would say you're always wrong.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, you can't panic. You're the king of panicking too soon. You can't panic.
No. This was a month of evidence. No, and by the way, this is one game.
This is one game, but you got to run.
2 for 4, 2 RBIs, a triple and a single for Yelly in the leadoff spot after a day off. Maybe. You know, it was the day off. This clip got to Yelly.
Yep.
And he said, bleep him.
And I'm going to show him. Just get a little rest, right?
You're welcome.
No, okay, sure. You're welcome. But that's exactly what it is. This is only one game, but I would rather have him have an opportunity in mid, late July and early August to figure his stuff out, because maybe, just maybe, he's going to play a role in the Brewers trying to get the overall number one seed in the National League. But maybe he can be this guy we haven't seen in the playoffs.
Yes.
Good.
James the Postman chimes in. I'm glad you were talking about this. I was thinking about this after Ben said it yesterday and his 2 RBIs and a triple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Again, I know. This is what I do best. I say things
and, you get
and
them
they
wrong.
Don't come true.
Yeah, and they get them wrong. Yeah.
What should I say next? What could help?
For the Brewers.
Jacob Mizorowski. You know what? My take yesterday was perfect. I'm worried about the velocity and arm fatigue.
There it is.
We're all good.
There it is.
I got to stand on that.
You should have said that about Woodruff. Maybe that would have helped him.
Well,
There's a difference between having an impact and then just looking at a lost cause.
Oh wow.
Bro, he's been hurt for the last 3 years. That's just that's the facts of it.
I mean, maybe a little bit of Ben Bruss
voodoo magic healed the arm flu.
Would have fixed the arm flu.
He wouldn't have needed a similar surgery to 2023.
Maybe. But no, I do think
I don't think I can touch injuries. I can touch performance.
But the whole conversation about trusting in Yelly is the big thing, right? And trusting in Pat Murphy, that just give him time to figure it out. I just, you know, again, I didn't understand why we would need to do anything or move things around at this point, because the team's still playing well. They're still winning ball games with Yelich being at the top of the lineup.
And like you said, you're a sheep to the Brewers, Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy.
Why would I not be?
And I think that's fair. I think it's okay to be a sheep, and I'm learning I should be more of a sheep. I need to baa a lot more than I am right now.
Until we start holding them to a standard of winning a championship, then it's easy to be a sheep for a team that consistently wins the division, consistently win games, grinds it out, plays fundamentally sound baseball. Like, why would I not be a sheep to that? This is exactly what you want. You can't force guys to hit home runs.
Who do you have more trust in right now, Pat Murphy or Matt Arnold?
Man, that's a really good question, but probably...
I would say Matt Arnold, because Matt Arnold's done it with multiple managers.
I know, but Pat Murphy, you say done it with multiple managers.
Yeah, he has.
Was Matt Arnold a part of the director of, his title's changed a couple times, baseball operations, general manager?
Well, Matt was...
In a playoff series winning team?
That probably not, no.
Exactly.
No, he is not.
So... Pat Murphy is the common denominator of breaking the trend of not winning a playoff series when they beat the Cubs in the divisional round.
Pat Murphy is the chef. Matt Arnold's buying all the groceries. Okay, so if you get any chef,
I know,
can be bad
not,
if you don't
like,
get
hey,
the good groceries.
Here's the thing: when I go to the meat section,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you look at the top dollar per pound steak. They have a medium priced option. Sometimes just like the, hey, you can tell it's not, you know.
What are you trying to say about our baseball team players?
What I'm saying is it's not a roster full of the highest payroll.
Upper echelon steak.
So the chef has to work. The chef is making 5-star meals out of 3-star product.
But the previous chef was also making these guys look good. He's already done
more.
Yeah, I mean, he had.
With Matt Arnold. Again, that's the common denominator.
With Matt Arnold. So
Matt Arnold and Pat Murphy, the common denominator.
I guess my point is this.
They made
the
playoffs, but Pat Murphy made a playoff series.
Pat Murphy's
and skipped
coaching.
The first wild card round, which they'd have had trouble with.
Yeah, he's managing the heck out of this team. I give him that. And listen, I'm anything
past this,
I go. So
what was the question?
Because
I don't want to ask the audience. Because I think now I got to go Murph. What'd you say?
Who do you trust more right now, Matt Arnold or Pat Murphy?
Just who do you trust more, Pat Arnold or Pat Murphy?
Because right now we have an example of...
You fixed it, at least attempted to.
Matt Arnold or Pat Murphy, 800-990-3776.
You know what they're saying? You know what they're saying? Is that if the Brewers call you, don't pick up the phone. Calling you ain't Pat Murphy. Calling you is Matt Arnold saying, hey, Boston?
Again.
And look how Caleb Durbin's playing. That just helps the case. Like, hey.
Again, he's taking... lesser meat quality at the butcher. He is creating carnivore down the street in Milwaukee.
He's creating
that type of quality for the fans, but he doesn't have the same quality meat that they're serving.
Listen.
And he's doing it.
Kyle Harrison was a first round draft pick. Quinn Priester was a first round draft pick. So you're
young. Yeah, Zach Wheeler, Jesus Lizardo, Christopher Sanchez.
I'm saying
they have a worse record than the Brewers.
I'm saying
they fired their manager to start the year.
He's giving them really quality meat that wasn't
the
handled
that
right by
the
chef. So all I'm saying is this, is that they're both great options, but give me Matt Arnold, because Matt Arnold's going to continue to find great talent to provide to whoever the manager is. Pat Murphy just so happens to be a phenomenal chef.
By the way, for a non-analogy guy, I think I crushed it. See, Cat?
It was pretty good.
Okay.
I don't want to, bring this up. I heard Tauscher do the same exact analogy when it came to the Packers, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Ben heard it, too.
I didn't hear it. Get a polygraph.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Polygraph.
I love when people ask for polygraph tests, knowing dang well they're not easily accessible and it's not within the budget. Get a polygraph.
No. What can we do to prove my innocence?
Nothing. You're a snake.
Just my word, snitch, and a liar.
Just my word against yours. How much is his word worth, CK?
I trust you, Ben, because it was Kyle brought the chefs into the party,
and he went to his memory bank and he said, "Oh, I heard Mark Tauscher."
I literally thought of myself at Sendix, and I was like, "All right, they got options," and I'm choosing the hot, you know, I'm cooking good meat.
Oh wow, you got money. You cooking good meat.
Only the best for my baby.
I'm cooking the brand. I'm cooking the
box that falls off the
Sendix
truck.
Well, brand.
You're gonna mutilate that thing and make it medium well or
medium well,
well
plus. Thank you very much.
Well done. So
medium well
plus. I wouldn't buy a nice piece of steak just to take all the flavor out of it.
Ah, you can add flavor in all different ways. But no, Pat Murphy is phenomenal. But give me Matt Arnold. If I had to choose, I'm taking Matt Arnold because Matt Arnold is one that has acquired all these great pieces to give Pat Murphy to be able to coach him up. He gets the best out of it now.
Bro, I need a steak right now. So does Steve on the Carlos Talking text line. Getting hungry. Hungry, hungry.
I ate too many chips. Now I got a stomach.
Hungry, hungry. I'm also hungry for a jackpot at Potawatomi Casino Hotel with their 2,600 slot machines. They have all-day brunch steak and eggs, steak and bagel sandwich, pancake and more, and, of course, Wisconsin-style apps that feature a lot of cheese. I mean, that's necessary at this state. You got chicken wings and tenders, build your own burger, beverages to go with your meal, 21 years or older to enter the casino to see all the great fun. Gosh, I can see the machines in front of my face right now. I'm getting the itch. I can also see the kiosk in front of me. I'm getting the itch. I can see the craps table in front of me. I'm getting the itch. I see the blackjack table. Hit, stay. Roulette, it's going to hit my numbers. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. That's what you can feel, the exhilaration, if you're 21 years or older at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. I have written down Kyle Garbage Can. Next. I feel something brewing. AJ in Baltimore on the Carbo's Talking text line.
Ho, ho, ho.
Kyle's dog. I said I had written down Kyle's garbage can, and he has written down Christian garbage can. As C-Cat, is that your mortal enemy of the KNB fam?
AJ and I don't get along.
AJ, I'd love for you to call in and express how you're feeling to C-Cat.
Wait a minute. What you do to my boy AJ?
I've not thrown every shot.
You didn't like a brandy old fashioned. Is what happened?
I know. What does he like work for? Big whiskey or something?
No, you have to. Oh, let me tell you who he worked for. He worked for you. Better shut up. He can make you disappear.
Oh no, really?
Oh yeah.
What does AJ even stand for?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him when he calls in.
Always jealous.
Carbo's Talking text lines 800-990-3776.
I wouldn't talk crazy to where he work yet. I wouldn't say slick stuff to him.
Oh, shut up.
You know where he works.
I don't care. He's not going to do anything to C-Cat. I got his back.
Oh, yeah.
Just like I got your back.
Okay, you heard that, C-Cat? Yeah.
So why did I write down Kyle garbage can?
I took the garbage out for garbage day, and, you know, I hopped in the shower. Hopped out the shower and I saw the garbage truck coming down the street on the other side. So I time it out where I'm just like, all right, well, you know, the garbage truck, I know if they start on the other side, they loop around when they're done. And so I see it go to the bottom of the hill. So I say, well, time to go, get time to go move the garbage can outside. So I'll go gather up.
Why don't you do it the day before?
I don't like leaving it out at night just in case, you know, any of those little critters want to get into it. So I go and I go.
Is it under lock and key, like,
ain't no lock
beforehand?
I've had a raccoon attacking my garbage can.
Exactly. So I choose to not have it. I keep it inside of my garage. And so I go and I gather my stuff. I throw stuff in my garbage. I go outside and I say, where's the damn garbage truck? I don't see where it's at. So I'm sitting outside. I'm pondering like, uh-oh, did I miss garbage day? And so what I was thinking was, should I go? Is it in poor taste? If I were to go to my neighbor's garbage and lift up their garbage to go see if there's any garbage inside it. Is that in poor taste or no? Because I know I wouldn't want somebody touching my garbage can.
I've done
it
before.
Yeah, because I guess you just have no boundaries. I wasn't sure if it would be kind of weird if neighbors would see me digging inside.
I have boundaries. You know I don't really talk to anybody.
Well, you don't. So, but you go look in their garbage can?
Yeah, I want to see if the garbage can.
I didn't think. I was just curious if that would be in poor taste.
Like, there's been times where it's been skipped. Like, they didn't come through because mine's still there. And I'm like, wait, is it just me? Was I late?
Exactly, and I'm like,
so go look.
I just saw. Did you say you got skipped?
No, I was wondering if like they just if I was late or got skipped.
So I would have been okay going to reach and look inside.
According to me, but I wouldn't trust my decision.
I don't know if I want to go and do that when it comes to that. So that was my whole like, is that in poor taste to be able to do something like that?
Do you own a home?
CK, yeah.
I don't own a home, but I've lived in places that have our own garbage cans. And isn't it like that like public property?
No.
Like, I don't think you own the garbage can of which you live at, right? Isn't it like waste management or whatever?
Technically. Well, I don't know. We pay a fee. I pay a fee, so that's my garbage can now.
No, you pay the fee for the person to come pick up what's in the garbage
can.
No,
I pay a fee to get garbage because cans. If you request another cart, you have to pay for it.
Because, like, I'll walk my dog down the neighborhood, and what's yours is mine. Oh. I'll pick up my dog's waste. You know, I would never disrespect a neighbor by letting the waste stay on their lawn.
So
I'll pick it up.
Hang on, wait. Let's pretend you're walking by Kyle's house.
Do-do-do-do-do. Wow, the Wallace abode. Man, they didn't get that many wedding gifts. You know, no mixer. What's going on there? Look through the window. My dog does its business. Not a one, but a number two. Got my bags in my pocket. Take it out. Pick it up. 50-50, tie it or not tie it. Sometimes I'll just spin it around real quick. And then the nearest garbage can, if it happens to be the Wallace garbage can.
The hell, you better not.
The doggy doo-doo bag goes right into the Wallace garbage can.
Absolutely. That is in poor taste. That is disgusting. Why would anybody throw their dog poo in somebody else's garbage can? Now, here's the thing.
I think that's the real... Is that IPT?
Are you allowed to pick up your dog's
poop and put it in somebody's garbage can if it's out for pickup.
You see, IPT stands for in poor taste.
In poor taste.
Incredibly poor taste. That's what it should be. Incredibly poor taste. That's terrible to do something like that. And you talk about the garbage can. I rent the garbage can from the community, from the city to be able to use my garbage can. Now, if somebody you don't own your house, but if somebody was to come to your house and throw poop inside of there, is that would you be mad? What is that? Where somebody threw poop on the sidewalk in front of your house, poop in front of the sidewalk in your house.
If it's in the garbage can, that's what the garbage can.
No, if they just left it on the sidewalk in front of your house, you'd be upset. So again, I don't understand why anybody would ever throw poop in somebody else's garbage can. There's a whole reason why you have a baggie.
Incredibly poor taste.
Incredible. Incredibly poor taste.
800-990-3776.
Have you done that?
I did it once, and then I was like, I think that's wrong.
That's
so
terrible.
I stopped.
What's wrong with y'all dog people?
I don't know.
Just think y'all run the world.
I'm being honest. I said it.
Did you even do it? I would never think.
The garbage was getting picked up.
No, it was not. No, it was not. You didn't do it early in the morning. Probably did in the afternoon. And now you got it. Now you got to have somebody else.
No, because they already put it out for the next day. People do that. They put it out
if it was sitting there after because people haven't put their garbage bin back, that would be terrible. That's in poor taste.
Taylor and Waukesha, Carbless Talking Text Line. What do you got on C-Cat disrespecting other people's garbage cans with his dog poop?
If C-Cat throws his dog poop in my garbage can and I see it out the window, I'm running it out to the garbage can, taking the dog poop bag and whipping it at his head. I'm telling you, that's so disrespectful.
I put the garbage in the garbage can. Like, lock me up.
You're getting poop. It's coming right for your face, man. Don't do that.
And then another thing, you mean to tell, there has to be a better system than dog poo going inside of our garbage system. Our poo doesn't go inside our garbage system. It goes into a filtration system.
Wait till you have kids.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, diaper. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of poop.
They'd be stanky, and you want to get those things in the garbage can.
As
soon as possible.
I've smelled it before, and I was like, disgusting.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. But throwing.
Oh,
throwing.
Look who we have here.
Is it Dirty D?
AJ in Baltimore on the Carbless Talking Text Line. C-Cat's mortal enemy, 800-990-3776. You're on with Kyle and Brust.
All right, gentlemen. First of all, Kyle, you're my dog. And second of all, when it comes to Christian, a.k.a. C-Cat.
Yes.
First of all, anybody whose favorite drink is a pina colada loses their man card right off the gate.
Oh, man.
Hey, give me that Y chromosome, boy.
when you can't handle a Wisconsin old-fashioned like a man without making a face like you're sucking on a lemon. I don't know what to do with that. I'm doing my best not to look at you as a Coastal Elite coming in and taking over Strophy's job. But, man,
powerful.
You're making it hard sometimes.
He is powerful. From the coast.
I got to give you credit, though.
He is from the coast.
Okay. AJ, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Oftentimes, he hides behind the text fingers and not the phone line. So he nutted up, and he's not shutting up. So I appreciate that, AJ. Just say you can't vacation to tropical destinations if you don't like pina coladas. That's all I have to say.
Bro, you're dying on this pina colada hill, and I'm with AJ. It is weird.
It's a delicious treat.
I mean, I just don't hear a lot of people say pina colada is their favorite.
It's the best you can make alcohol taste.
Nah, I just, he said, oh, you take your man car. I just don't hear a lot of people say, I need pina coladas. I was just on a beach, and some people got pina coladas, but there's just so many more delicious drinks that are ahead of a pina colada.
All right. Well, name them.
Well, I'll take a Bahama Mama ahead of that. I'll take a frozen margarita ahead of that. I'll take a tequila sunrise. You said a Mai Tai. Like, I'll take so many. And then there's things that when you go on a trip and a vacation, they show you different things that they have. And I'm like, oh, yeah, give me that. Hell, I'll probably drink a Cosmo before I drink that.
Okay.
Dirty D wants to join the conversation on Kyle's garbage.
Hey, Dirty D. Looking at my garbage,
first
girl.
First of all, what's wrong with a pina colada? That's actually one of my favorite drinks.
Exactly.
There you go.
Me and Dion.
Exactly.
And your, Kyle.
Yes, ma'am.
About your garbage dilemma?
Yeah.
It's okay to walk over and see if somebody else emptied their garbage.
You got me and Dirty D on your team.
I live in a subdivision with a bunch of rich people, and I've done it before.
Oh, wow.
You're living good.
Hey, well, Dirty D, I guess my question is this, though. If you don't talk to your neighbors, is it in poor taste to do it?
No. If you're wondering if you think you missed the garbage truck, no, it's not in poor taste. You're just curious if you missed your garbage pickup.
Do you put your dog's dog poop in other people's garbages?
No.
So you don't like Sea Cat?
I never said I didn't like Sea Cat. Actually, we have two things in common, though.
Oh.
We have pina coladas and Florida State. Or, I mean, not Florida State, Penn State.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to Penn State, too?
No, my husband is a huge Penn State fan, and I adore McSworley.
And
that's my boy.
Kindred spirits.
And my girlfriend of 10 years now, what's her name?
Diana.
Diana.
Well, this is Diana.
It's spelled the same.
Bro, maybe.
I know.
Maybe this is his
my
girlfriend.
Type? Oh.
I don't think Dirty D is married, okay? Don't do that to her husband. She just told you about her husband, who obviously has money because they live in a rich people neighborhood.
So, like, am I going to get in trouble for putting my doggy bags in someone else's garbage?
You're not going to get
Taylor to come in Waukesha and smack you in the face with it.
No, you're going to mess with the wrong one. So I hope you know your neighbors, because I'm just telling you this right now. Where I grew up, if at a Wallace household, if my dad ever caught somebody putting dog poo in our garbage, my dad would start twitching and be like, I may have to say something. I may have to say something. So,
but like, if there is a garbage bag in it, and
no. You have a
driveway.
You have a garbage bag to take it to your own damn house. Hold on to it. You bought the dog. You knew what came with the responsibilities of getting that dog. That dog was a choice. It was a choice to get a pet and have to take care of a pet. You knew that was going
to
come.
It's also a choice to pick it up, and I did.
No,
I
ain't no choice. That's not a choice to pick it up.
That's an expectation.
Yeah, yes. It's a choice to pick up your dog poo.
It's all going to the same place anyway.
See,
the landfill.
See, Cat, you got problems. You definitely got problems. But you know who doesn't have problems? The Milwaukee Bucks. Because, well, they got problems now. But the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day when they won the championship sure didn't. Tune in to Light It Up, the new season of Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant, narrated by Bucks broadcasting legend Jim Paschke. This is the oral history of the 2000-2001 Milwaukee Bucks team. From the Big Three to Hall of Fame coach, this is a story about a generational team that brought the city together and brought the Bradley Center to life. And I know for a fact, because I was there. Find Behind the Bucks on thebucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher.
Cody's chiming in for C-Cat. He says, anybody who has to talk about a man card doesn't have one. Coming at AJ in Baltimore, who's still typing and texting on the Carbless Talking text line. Pat Murphy has a sick chair in the dugout. If you haven't seen it, we'll describe it and talk about it with our pina colada boy, Ben Brust, and Kyle Wallace next. IMSA is on the way to Road America. Come for the experience, stay for the race. Historic racing since 1955, a 14-turn road course with more to do than just racing. Great concession stands. You can do corporate events. You can learn how to drive. You can do so many different things, but you can also come for the weekend, camp on site, bring the family, because kids 16 and under are getting free with a paying adult at the gate. It's the way racing is meant to be enjoyed. Come for the experience and stay for the race. Get your tickets for IMSA at roadamerica.com and any other races coming up, roadamerica.com. So Pat Murphy's had some surgeries recently.
Yeah, what a G.
Showed up pretty quickly after those surgeries. They've now put an elevated chair at the dugout, and it's sick. It's like the Murph Perch, I think I've been seeing, has caught the most steam in terms of a nickname. It reminds me of, like, remember Phil Jackson towering over everyone with his big-ass chair?
Oh, yeah, that big old chair, because he had back issues.
Exactly. Now we have our Phil Jackson here in Milwaukee. He's a stud.
He is a stud. So I guess he postponed his hip surgery, which I was gonna.
Yeah, just back.
He was kind of coming back. I was like, dude, coming back from a hip surgery is that's you're bedridden for a while.
I mean, a back surgery could be pretty long too, depending on what back surgery. My dad had like a spinal fusion.
Well, he didn't have all that. He had to repair a ruptured disc. But no, it is pretty sick. But having him sitting up high like that is pretty dope.
You can see it on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. But is he mobile enough to get away from a chopper?
That is my concern. Chopper? I'm just thinking somebody just coming at fast, especially with a back issue, and he's already
I don't know if you're getting a liner that, like, you'd have to really turn hard as close, like, because he's as close as you can be to the stairs that lead to the on-deck circle.
Okay.
That's going to be, not going to be a liner, but even if it's a hard-hit grounder that pops. Safety first.
Yeah, I need to put a little net in front of him. But yeah, I mean, I guess
the perch needs a net. It needs to be protecting him.
You got to protect him. What do you
want him
to
get knocked in the head?
Pat Murphy.
Puff?
What do you? Yeah.
I combined three words there: Pat Murphy and tough. Because
Puff?
Pat Murphy embodies the word tough. I think he would just take it off the side of the head and just cough, and then he'd be fine. Like, Pat Murphy doesn't need your... Pat Murphy probably argued against having the protective netting around Major League ballparks. That seems so normal now. That wasn't, like, 10 years ago.
He believed fans would get hit with bats and balls. And
how normal that was.
It was normal.
I was one of the people that hated the fact that they put the nets up.
I'm hoping you were going to say I was one of the people who got hit by a liner. No. Looking at my phone.
Pat Murphy does not need any more protection. He's good. He's been around the game. He can read the ball off the bat. If it hits him, it hits him. It's a part of it.
Yeah, no, I don't like that. Father Time can get to anybody, and I don't want Pat Murphy in dangerous way.
Yeah, it'd be a third surgery. Brain surgery.
Nah.
Dang.
He's probably got a strong skull.
Baseball... He ain't wearing a helmet.
You know how they say you're not tougher than the sun? You're not tougher than a baseball coming at you at 100 miles per hour.
Murphy's.
I'd like to think so.
I feel like they need to give him a better chair. He's sitting on the edge. That can't be super comfortable for his back.
I know. It should be.
The back should be a little bit more.
Like, you've sat courtside at a Bucks game.
We've all sat courtside.
Well, those chairs are comfy.
Those are high-quality chairs. You're paying for a good chair.
That looks like a folding chair that they just propped up.
Found it and said, hell, here you go. It definitely does not look
comfy. Make sure your back's okay, Pat.
I mean, the way he's sitting on the edge anyways, there's no back support.
The beef between AJ in Baltimore and C-Cat continues on the Carbless Talk and text line.
Is C-Cat responding?
No, he's not.
No.
Called for your man card.
Wow.
You handing it in?
Trying to read everything he's got. He's got a lot to say.
I heard he called you a
What's
C-cat
your next thing you're going to do to make sure you are ingratiated as a Wisconsinite?
Probably supper club.
That's a good call. I drove by when I thought of you. I was like, oh, that'd be perfect.
I mean, knowing your willingness to drive anywhere.
He's going to go to the supper club. Do you guys got pina coladas? They're going to look at you sideways.
I see the blender back there.
No.
You can mix it up.
No. You can't do that.
Your money's no good here.
Back in 2 minutes. It's Kyle and Brust.